Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a podcast hosted by me, Natalie Torres-Adad, an international award-winning author, two-time TEDx speaker, and investor, along with Vera Egli, an investor, sales and marketing pro, and multi-language podcaster. We will share the tips and tricks from interviews with self-made entrepreneurs, leaders, and those who have attained financial freedom while learning financial literacy in multiple languages. Hello, hello. Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. I am Natalie Torres-Adad. I'm here with the brilliant Vera. We are excited to talk about, well, many things today, but Vera, why don't you let us know what's up for today?
Yeah, very excited to have a dear friend. Her name is Barbara Cadana. I always like to say like Madonna, but with a C. And she is a hardcore, awesome insurance professional. She actually has her own business called Lionsgate Insurance Coaching. And she really reaches a lot of agents that are in the industry and, you know, gets them right on insurance, which is very much needed. So Barbara, thanks for being on the show. We're really excited. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what you do, who you are, and you're originally from Canada, where insurance is very, very different. Can you tell us how different it is from the US?
Well, it is very different. It's in every province is different, but in most provinces in Canada, the government sells the insurance. And if you are an insurance agent, you basically, for auto insurance, you have one policy, one carrier, one price. So when I started as a young producer many, many, many years ago, it was probably the best training I could have ever received, because here I am out there, you know, knocking on doors. Hey, do you want me to be your agent? And they're like, why should I go to you when the guy down the street is the same price and has the same contract? You're not offering me anything I don't already have, and you're not saving me. So I figured out pretty quickly that I had to build relationships and do something that not everyone else was doing. And the only thing I could do was be there for them at claims time. So I went to school. It was a 2-year course, and I learned how to read the policy contract. And I could be there at claims time, because again, you're dealing with the government. They don't want to pay anything. They're like, yeah, it's not covered.
Yeah. And so just being there for claims time is amazing, because now you know how to be there here, where it's multiple carriers and claims are all over the place.
Right.
And that's really why we're so interested, because especially now that like our audience, you know, they're either first time home buyers or real estate investors, and they, you know, startup businesses, and they have the auto, the home, but they might not know how to cover it. And because you understand, I mean, when you said the thing about relationships, I think having a relationship with your agent is so incredibly important. Yes. So that you can kind of divulge everything, like, this is what I have. What do I do to protect it? Right. That's where you come in, right? So what are some tips that you could give somebody just based on your knowledge and experience that might have, you know, the pretty package of the home and the family and the cars and, you know, something that you want to protect?
Well, it saddens me because too many times we, as either the insurance agent, and I'm sure the carriers as well, we hear people saying, you know, bad mouthing, oh, those insurance people, I got totally ripped off on my claim, or, oh, that insurance company was horrible. They didn't pay this and they didn't pay that. Well, an insurance carrier follows their contract, whether it's paid or not. I mean, the difference is where you have an inexperienced adjuster, maybe, who really doesn't understand that coverage should have been there, and having an experienced agent step in and just guide the adjuster. So it is very, very important. Number one, don't ever buy your insurance online. You know, 15 minutes might save you 15%, but it'll save it. You know, people are looking for price at the time of the sale, but they're looking for coverage and guidance at the time of a loss. So be very particular about who you choose to be your insurance agent and your insurance carrier. Too many people just, you know, maybe they're shopping for insurance, let's just say something like auto, and they think they're doing their due diligence by going line by line and looking at, I'm getting the same coverages, the same deductibles, I'm getting rental car, I'm getting towing, and my premium with X company is $800, and my coverage with Y is $300 more. Well, I've compared line by line. I'm going with the lower company. And that's how they make a decision. And that will come back and bite you, because everything, there's a reason why it's less. If it's a haircut, if it's, you know, a babysitter, if it's, you know, a steak, it doesn't matter. It's probably going to be less quality if it's less money. I mean, even when you fly in an airplane, you know, the people up in first class, yeah, they've got drinks and they've got, you know, real food and leg room and the bathroom right there. It's a different experience than being at the back of the airplane with a bag of peanuts by the toilet. And so, yes, I paid less money and that's fine, but I don't want that with my insurance. I'm not willing to sit in the middle of the seat or in the middle seat flying to Dublin, you know, No. It's choosing a carrier that has a good rating, a high rating, not one that's very clear of wanting to leave the state of California. You want somebody that wants to stay here so that at claims time, they want to shine. They want to show you how awesome they are, because they want you to have a good experience, because they want you to tell your friends and family, like, oh my gosh, this experience I had with so-and-so company was great. Right. So the carrier is important. The agent's important.
Barbara, right. I love that. You're just mentioning, I mean, I think that's a common mistake so many people do. And usually if you're uneducated or you think, oh, well, you're right, the prices, you get what you pay for. And I think, I always think about that. My CPA told me, she's like, back in the day in college when I was doing my online, you know, do your tax stuff online, she's like, don't do that. It's just in the end, you're not an accountant yourself. And I right. think that with insurance or anything else, it's like, take the time, like you're saying, take the time with that. So with that along, can you maybe talk about some of the common mistakes that you see a lot of people do, as far as, it doesn't have to be necessarily, oh, they don't get enough coverage, but what do you see often when people are, and you know, they might go to you because they're like, oh, you know what, this isn't, you know, hadn't worked for me prior. Any tips or any mistakes that you see that are common when looking for like the right insurance?
I think people don't realize how minimal the premium is going from just regular middle of the line coverages to all the way to the top. The basic is the most important part. So like if on a homeowner's policy, you know, you have just the basics to rebuild your house in the event of a fire. And then you just start adding optional coverages, it's not that much more. And then if you to offset those extra coverages that are so, so important, increase your deductible. You know, I still see people with $1,000 homeowner deductible. Well, if you called me and said, hey, I had a claim, my fence blew down in the windstorm last night, we're going to have a conversation. And that's what you want in your agent, to be able to say, well, let's talk about this fence. How much do you think it's going to be to replace it? Now, $3,000. Okay, well, let's take into consideration your deductible. And then let's see how much you're going to lose on your claims free discount. And, you know, so bump up your deductible to save money. Go as high as a $5,000 deductible. Most claims, like if, for example, swimming pool claims are huge. So you have somebody gets hurt in a swimming pool. There's no deductible and liability anyway. So I say increasing your deductible to save the money on auto as well, on collision only, because you don't want to have a high deductible on comprehensive right now on your autos, which is your fire, theft, vandalism, that sort of thing, because cars are getting stolen so much more now than ever before. People are stealing those catalytic converters. Like I had one client who had it stolen twice in like, he just got it put back on and it got stolen again within like a month. So, you know, you're not going to get charged for a comprehensive claim. It's not going to go against your record. So go down low on the deductible, but go high on collision. Go high on homeowners deductibles. An umbrella policy, people always have this idea that, you know, they're not really sure what it means, but they know it just means like extra coverage, which is exactly what it is. It gives you an extra layer of coverage over everything that you own. And the biggest thing I hear that I just shake my head is that agents think that it's for people that have a lot to lose, like they own a home or maybe they own a business. And of course, those people should have an umbrella because they do have a lot to lose. But even someone that's, you know, like my daughter, who's young, she doesn't own anything, but she's a nurse. She's a NICU nurse and she makes really good money. And if she was involved in an accident and she really hurt someone, she's not going to have enough coverage under her basic auto policy. So the umbrella kicks in and you're looking at $300 a year. It's just, there's just so many things. I mean, I could talk for 5 hours.
That's actually the fact that you brought up the umbrella. I think particularly in the, because we know the Latino culture, it's not something that a lot of them purchase. And I think, even the agents that deal with the Latino culture, oftentimes they do think that you need to be rich in order to even think about having an umbrella policy. Anything that you want to protect, especially living in, like if you live somewhere on the West Side and there's an accident, you better believe that it's going to be a huge ordeal. And you don't want it to come after your wages, right? You don't want it to come after your future income. And that's why you get those umbrella policies in place. And I think there is some this idea that it's going to be so expensive. Oh, my God, $5,000. When you just nailed it, it's like $300 a year.
Yeah.
And you get additional coverage.
And the crazy thing is I did have a claim where it was a young husband and wife had just moved into an apartment and he was having a barbecue out on his patio and he was not doing a very good job watching his barbecue because it caught fire and damaged the apartment, the structure. And he caused a lot of damage to the building, a lot of damage. There was smoke damage to people inside. I mean, it was bad. It was in Long Beach. And so of course, whoever was insuring the big apartment building, which was probably somebody big like State Farm or whatever, they paid everything. You know, they paid for all of the repairs to that big building. But then who do you think they're coming after? They're going after that guy who caused $780,000 damage to their building. Well, his little renter's policy paid the first $300 and he did have an umbrella, so it paid the extra. And someone like him, at his level of income, he could have never withstood a big loss like that. Somebody that's super wealthy is actually more able to withstand a loss. And if they're without an umbrella, maybe they can even come up with more. Where this poor kid, he was like, if I didn't have an umbrella, I would owe all this money back.
Wow. And that story, I think, will resonate with a lot of people because who doesn't have barbecues in the backyard in the summer, you know? And I think that's also important. We're not going to. So if you guys don't know, like I also have an insurance background. That's why to me, this is fascinating. Barbara and I can have hours and hours and hours of conversation. But I think that we need to wake up and realize that if you're not a homeowner, you can still get a renter's policy and it goes a long, long way and get an umbrella policy. I think a lot of people think you need to have the package, the auto, the home, and then an umbrella. So that's, I'm so happy that the audience is able to hear that.
Agreed. Yeah. Well, before we wrap up, let us know how people can find you. And then maybe when is the best time to be relooking? Should you be looking at your insurance policy every year or how often or that kind? And then we'll wrap it up.
There are so many changes in our industry almost monthly. That one of the big carriers just recently, like 6 months ago, came out with a pretty big discount of 8% just for being a Costco or AAA member. And agents unfortunately, they're not reaching out to their clients saying, hey, guess what? We can give you this discount. They're relying on that person to call in. which is not really how it should be. We should be more reactive or proactive. But I would say at least every 6 months, just, you know, reach out to the agent and say, hey, I need a policy review. If they're not reaching out to you first, ask if there's any discounts. Mileage here in California is a huge, huge factor. So if they don't hear from you, they bounced up your mileage to the next tier, which I just got a renewal. I just got one like probably half an hour ago on my desk that went from a $400 premium to almost $1,000 just because the insurance company didn't hear from the person filling in their mileage and they upped the premium. So watch your miles. If the insurance company is asking for something, comply because it's going to come back and bite you. You can reach me. My website is Lionsgate Insurance Coaching. And you can always email me at Barbara@lionsgateic.com. And so I do obviously training of insurance agents, as well as I write auto and home and umbrella policies as an agent as well.
And just for layman's terms, writing means she sells it. Yeah. Because they might not understand what that means.
I can be your agent. How's that?
Yes, she can be your
agent. Great clarification.
Thank you, Mira.
Thank you so much for being a part of this. And today, like we say, this is Mira Entertainment and it's hopefully educating you as you go along. And make sure you contact your agent if you have not yet.
Yeah.
But thank you so much, Barbara, for your time. And hopefully we'll have you on again soon because I know there's a lot of questions. So anyone that's listening, you have any questions, send them in. We'd be happy to answer them.
Thank you, Barb. Bye.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. And please make sure to subscribe and leave your comments and reviews. To learn more about the podcast, check out the website and Instagram, Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, and watch interviews on YouTube and IGTV. To become a sponsor or hire us for your next workshop or speaking engagement, please visit financiallysavvyin20minutes.com. All it takes is 20 minutes daily to become financially savvy. Music by Nikki and produced by Robert DeLude.